From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Utah Senator Mike Lee and other Tea Party Republicans pushing a balanced budget amendment during the debt ceiling crisis got taken to the woodshed this week by former presidential candidate and Senator John McCain. The veteran lawmaker not only described their efforts as foolish, but bizarro. Every week we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from Washington. Hey there, Thomas.
Hey, Jeff.
So, Thomas, what issue does Senator McCain take with Mike Lee's tactics?
You know, he also used the word deceptive to describe that. He's really upset with the fact that they say that they're going to keep pushing a balanced budget amendment as part of the debt ceiling impasse that's going on right here in Washington. McCain's point, and he supports this several times, saying, I voted 13 times for a balanced budget amendment, but he's essentially saying you got to be foolish to think that you can get this through in the next, 4 days when it's, it'll pass several decades. We've never been able to pass it. And so he went on the House floor, the Senate floor this week. It'd be more fun if he went on the House floor, I think. But he went on the Senate floor and just kind of went on a screed against this and said, you guys are being deceptive to the American people by keeping saying this. It's certainly some harsh words from them. I got to ask Senator Lee about it today in a conference call, and Senator Lee said, it's really sad that somebody has to resort to name-calling. But I think my favorite line came from Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. Because part of the screed that McCain was saying was quoting a Wall Street Journal editorial that kind of referred to the Tea Party-backed senators as hobbits in the Lord of the Rings series. And so Rand Paul shot back today that he would rather be a hobbit than a troll. He said he's not referring to anyone specifically with the troll remark, but you can infer what you'd like from there.
And not just a hobbit, but a bizarro hobbit.
You got a bizarro hobbit. I think that's the fourth book in the Lord of the Rings.
So, Thomas, one lawmaker from House Speaker John Boehner's own party who has been pushing back fiercely against the Speaker's debt ceiling plan was Utah's own Jason Chaffetz. Given Chaffetz's history, do you think he might be concerned at all about going up against the Republican establishment, or do you think that doesn't even cross his mind?
You know, Chaffetz has actually said some things before about the Republican establishment, and it seems to be consistent with what he's done before in many ways too. I'm sure he's calculating in some way that this is going to be more receptive by welcomed by his constituents to stick with this and to kind of buck the Republican establishment. But to be fair, I think the Republican establishment's also pretty split on this right now too, and not exactly sure what's going to happen. For example, Congressman Bishop supports the Boehner plan, so it's not necessarily cut and dry that of who's going where on how this is going to work, but Chaffetz is saying, look, if there's no balanced budget part of this, then why am I going to support it?
Turning to the presidential campaign now, Thomas, the White House is not just commenting on former Utah Governor John Huntsman's presidential bid now, but even saying some interesting things about his service as ambassador to China under President Obama. What were you told by some White House officials this week?
You know, it was interesting to kind of hear the feedback there. I got to speak with a senior administration official about this, and they were very laudatory on that he was a great team player, that he really was helpful in getting some things through, and that he was really great about when they needed something done there. But they say that all pretty much started to unwind as soon as the rumor started swirling that he was thinking about a presidential bid of his own. I think when that first Newsweek story came out, the White House was a little disturbed by it. And the official I talked to specifically mentioned the Jasmine Revolution. If you recall, at one point Huntsman was photographed and videoed in the middle of this kind of anti-government rally in the middle of Beijing. And the White House apparently had no idea that he was going to be there, and that really kind of upset some people near the Oval Office, I guess you might want to say.
Turning back to the debt ceiling now, Thomas, it's fairly obvious that the Tea Party has had a large influence in the debt ceiling debate. You recently examined the Tea Party's influence here in Utah. Now, obviously, it depends on who you ask. If you ask members of the Tea Party, they're sure to tell you that it's still very influential. But what are some of the various ideas that you heard?
Well, I'm sure, and the best way to look at that is to look at the study done by Brigham Young University, which showed that Tea Party support among independents had dropped by more than half from last year's election till now. Among Republicans, it was still a strong thing, but independents, who were kind of the one of the driving forces of that to get independents over to that side, it's kind of splintered now. And you could probably blame that on it's not an election year. You don't have anyone to kind of rally around. You just kind of have somebody to complain about, which is kind of typical in politics, I guess. But of course, you know, the Tea Party people I've talked to, those who were, you know, kind of the founders of the movement in Utah, were very strong that, you know, maybe they've got some drop off in some of their meetings, but they've got a core group of people who are really strong and really knowledgeable now and very effective and understand the process more. You know, then you talk to the other side, you talk to Democratic officials, and they're saying, well, we're having people who thought the Tea Party was the party they wanted to go to, and they realized that that's too extreme for them, and they're coming over to our side. So, again, it's a he said, she said, I guess, when it comes down to it. But the study's, you know, kind of interesting to show that there is some kind of, you know, flagging support when it comes to Tea Party groups.
And finally, Thomas, both our news outlets have recently reported that State Representative Carl Wimmer is for sure making a run for Congress. Now a new face has possibly entered the mix, Saratoga Springs Mayor Mia Love, the first female African-American mayor in all of Utah. Now, I haven't been able to reach her myself just yet, but hasn't she been there in Washington, D.C. this week meeting with some folks?
Yeah, and I actually haven't had a chance to talk to her myself either, but she did. In fact, she flew into D.C. this week, and she met with Pete Sessions, who's the chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee. This is kind of the first step that anyone takes who's going to make a run for Congress. You come here, you meet with the guy who has, you know, kind of the purse strings when it comes to congressional campaigns, and you get their feedback. And as I understand it, they've kind of paired her with somebody, I'm not exactly sure who it is, but some young Republican who was just elected or has been elected recently to kind of help guide her along the process. So it sounds like she's in from everything I'm hearing right now, and that's going to be a very interesting thing. For her case, she might want to be in a different district than Carl Wimmer.
Yeah, we'll see. We've been speaking with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. We talk with him every Friday. All right, Thomas, good talking to you, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Take care, Jeff.